the Raise the Wages Act would increase wages for more than 32 million workers. More than half of them are essential. Supporters of the bill say it would also address racial disparities by raising the wages for one-third of Black workers and about a quarter of Latinos, and it would help women workers, since many women are more likely to be paid poverty wages than men. Red states like Missouri, Arkansas, and Florida have passed minimum wage increases supported by voters in wide margins. Independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is sponsoring the Raise the Wage Act in the Senate. He says people shouldn't have to live in poverty in the richest country on earth, and that minimum wage should be a living wage that allows people to live with dignity.
There ain't nobody in America, not in the North, the South, the East, or the West, who can survive on $7.25 an hour federal minimum wage. You can't make it on $9. You can't make it on $12 an hour. And our job as the United States government is to make it clear that in the richest country in the history of the world, if you work 40 hours a week, you should not be living in poverty.
Congress hasn't passed a minimum wage increase since 2007, when it boosted the minimum wage to $7.25 an hour. Sanders says that if the Raise the Wage Act becomes law, the average American would receive an extra $3,300 per year. Since 1998, states have passed minimum wage increases whenever they have come up on the ballot. Fran Marion is a 40-year-old worker at McDonald's in Kansas City.
I want everyone to understand the impact the Raise the Wage Act will have on millions of workers like myself. Simply put, $15 an hour will be life-changing. I'm a single mother of two teenagers, Raven and Rashad. And $15 an hour will help us keep a permanent roof over our heads, food on our table, health care, and money to send them to college. And most of all, it'll mean I can look my kids in the eye and tell them that I can give them a life better than mine.
Marion says that eight states, plus Washington, D.C., have passed $15 minimum wage requirements. She says too many Black and brown workers like her have been left behind in the midst of the pandemic, and their communities have been devastated. The Raise the Wage Act comes as the United States is facing major economic crises with unemployment at 12%. Senator Patty Murray says that essential workers have kept the U.S. going during this pandemic. They include bus drivers, grocery clerks, fast food workers, etc. She says that these essential workers are putting themselves at risk of COVID-19 in order to keep the country going, and that they are a large portion of the economy. Murray says this bill will end the tipped sub-minimum wage.
This is especially important given that most tip workers are women. And given that women of color make up a disproportionate amount of tipped workers, this only further exacerbates racial inequities in our economy. These workers are facing increased levels of harassment and exposure to the coronavirus during this pandemic, but still making wages as low as $2.13 an hour plus tips.
Supporters of the bill say that the pandemic has increased the importance of passing such a bill, and they hope it will be passed soon. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Witte.